105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at MyChasm.com.
That was Daddy's Hands in remembrance of Gary Zimmerman's dad, Herbert. It is now 7 o'clock, and it is time for the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend, and a pretty rainy week it has been here in central Minnesota. We did get some games in, and we'll bring you some of those highlights here shortly. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you tonight by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, West Central Sanitation. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany A&W and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service, our sponsors here on our Dick Putz Show for the 25 summer baseball season. And again, we do archive this Dick Putz Show, so we will make sure that we put it up on our website. That'll be available probably by Tuesday of this week. The Dick Putz Show will be archived on our Chasm webpage, mychasm.com. And, of course, you can listen to the Dick Putz Show in so many ways. On AM, we're available at AM 1150. The AM has an FM, 107.7 FM. We have an HD channel, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream our radio station online at mychasm.com. All right, let's get to some scores and highlights, some exhibition games and some tournament games taking place here this weekend. On Saturday, Kimball over at Howard Lake, and Kimball defeated Howard Lake by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Kimball. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Howard Lake. On the mound for Kimball, Matt Dingman starts, picking up the win, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 6th and the catcher Cade Marquardt. For Howard Lake, Shane Kahn starts, taking the loss, relieved by Owen Hoagie in the 4th, Steve Herbner in the 6th, and the catcher was Mason McZorski. For Kimball, Scott Marquardt, 2-for-3 with a double. Austin Rooley had a double. Cade Marquardt with a double, and Ashton Hannon with a double. For Howard Lake, Cole Mazorski, he was 2-for-2, and Jared Cook had a double. A final on Saturday had Kimball defeating Howard Lake 7-1. On Saturday, Pearl Lake playing over in the Farming Baseball Invitational, and Pearl Lake taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies. They defeat the Stone Ponies by a score of 14-5. These were seven-inning ball games. Justin Kunkel picks up the win for Pearl Lake on Saturday. Adam Braun was 3-for-3. He had a double and 4 runs scored. Rudy Notch had a double in that ball game as Pearl Lake defeats the Sartell Stone Ponies by a score of 14-5. The tournament in Farming was called after Saturday's ball games, but Pearl Lake was able to take on Jordan today over in Pearl Lake. Pearl Lake defeating Jordan by a score of 6-3. Mitch Winicky goes 7 innings, picking up the win today for Pearl Lake. Austin Lensmeyer had a 2-run homer in the 1st inning for Pearl Lake. Justin Kunkel was 2-for-3. Andrew Schmidt had the big hit of the day. It was a 3-run walk-off home run, bottom of the 7th inning. And Pearl Lake goes on to defeat Jordan this afternoon, 6-3. Regal hosting a one-day tournament, and Regal taking on Foley in their Saturday ball game, and Regal defeats Foley by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Regal. Foley, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Jordan Wozmik will pick up the win as he goes all 7 in that ball game. His catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Foley, Chad Hackett will take the loss as he goes the 6 innings. His catcher was Ian Von Wald. For Regal, some highlights on Saturday. Bennett Schultz was 2-for-3 with a double. Nathan Meyer had a double. And for Foley, Chuck Hackett with a double and Ian Von Wald with a double. So final on Saturday from Regal, Regal 3, Foley 1. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League, take a look at some scores and highlights of that league right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center.
We are Wells. A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation right here in Minnesota by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit greenwaldinsurance.com for more information.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout Central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. On Sunday, Sobieski was at Boley, and Sobieski defeats Boley 11-2. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for Sobieski. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Foley. On the mound for Sobieski, Matt Delapi starts, picks up the win. Ben Thoma in the 6th inning will pick up the save, and the catcher was Hudson Philippi. For Foley, Lane Olson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Michael Molzop in the 4th, Hunter Hammers in the 9th, and the catcher Ian Von Wald. Highlights for Sobieski today. Matt Delapi, 2-for-4. He had a 2-run home run in the 1st inning and a double. Colin Ekman was 4-for-5 with 5 RBIs today and a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning. Alex Thoma, Jake Kapan each doubled twice, and both Thoma had a double. And for Foley, Ian Von Wald was 3-for-3, Dan Murad with a double. A final this afternoon from Foley, it was Sobieski 11, Foley 2. Opole up in Aiken today, and Opole defeats Aiken by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Opole. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Aiken. Isaiah Folsom starts on the mound, relieved by David Heinen in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Dirk Zopotz. For Aiken, Josh McGuire starts, relieved by Drew Paulbeck in the 8th inning. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Zach Enstrom. Highlights for Opole today. Chris Ebnett, 2-for-3 with a double. Luke Biniak and Dominic Hojka both had 2 hits. Opole scored 4 runs in the 8th inning on 5 singles to plate all of their runs in this ball game. For Aiken this afternoon, John McGuire was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles, and Zach Enstrom and Logan Olson each had doubles. Final today from Aiken, Opole 4, Aiken 2. Foley Black Sox at the Piers Brewers today, and the Piers Brewers defeat Freeport by a score of 6-0. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Piers Brewers. Freeport, no runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. For the Brewers, Jonah Prokop starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Pete Schomer in the 7th inning. He gets the save, and the catcher was Gunnar Wicklund. For Freeport this afternoon, Andrew Kersman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jaden Norby in the 5th. And the catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers today. Philip Zinda, Preston Beath, and Derek Damon all had 2 hits. For Freeport, Matt Johnson had a single. Ryan Lieberance, Mason Tautges, and Carter Neuenschwander also had singles. The 4 hits today for the Black Sox as the Piers Brewers defeat Freeport by a score of 6-0. St. Wendell at Flensburg this afternoon, and St. Wendell defeats Flensburg by a score of 8-0. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for St. Wendell, no runs, 5 hits, 5 errors for Flensburg. Chase Lyon starts on the mound for St. Wendell, relieved by Aiden Mikulczyk in the 5th inning. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Austin Diekman. For Flensburg this afternoon, Peter Knopik starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Connor New in the 5th inning. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell today. Jake Ethan, 2-for-4 with a double. Tyler Hult, Tanner Tomasek, and Will Ethan all had 2 hits. So final this afternoon, actually in Flensburg, Sam Primus had 2 hits today. Final this afternoon again from Flensburg, St. Wendell 8, Flensburg nothing. Fort Ripley at Buckman today, and Fort Ripley takes one on the chin as Buckman defeats Fort Ripley by a score of 9-2. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Buckman. 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Fort Ripley. On the mound today for Buckman, Rylan Robinson starts, will pick up the win, relieved by Reese Young in the 6th, Matt Topkus in the 9th inning, and the catcher Ben Thoma. For Fort Ripley this afternoon, Isaac Hansen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Gruey in the 6th inning, Jack Schaefer in the 7th inning for Fort Ripley. For Buckman this afternoon, Max Barclay and Travis Call each had 2 hits, Matt Takis with the double. And for Fort Ripley this afternoon, Nick Jalinski had two hits, and Isaac Hansen with a double. A final today from Fort Ripley. It was Buckman 9, Fort Ripley 2. Randall taking on Royalton today, and Randall defeats Royalton in 7 innings, 13-3. 13 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Randall. Royalton, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. On the mound for Randall today, Zach Gwas starts, relieved by Adam Neibauer in the third. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Alex Zach. For Royalton, Nathan Six starts, taking the loss, relieved by Marcus Hayes in the third. Kirk Yurchek in the fifth for Royalton. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Zach Gwas, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. Garrett Lindbergh was 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. Alex Gwas, 2-for-3 with a 2-run homer in the third inning. And Adam Neibauer, Matt Otremba, and Rick Drew all had doubles today for Randall. For Royalton, Drew Yurchek was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Royalton, Randall 13 and Royalton 3. And we have some other games that are being sent in to me too this evening. I believe that's going to do it there. Yes. Okay. So that will do it for tonight's Victory League. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. 2 juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business. But Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21. 101.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight. And in the Central Valley League, St. Nick at St. Augusta this afternoon. St. Nick defeats St. Augusta by a score of 5-2. 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for St. Nick. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 5 errors for St. Augusta. Andrew Bouch was on the mound, picks up the win today for St. Nick, and Caden Roush relieves him in the sixth inning. The catcher was Tanner Roush. Caden Roush would get the save. For St. Augusta, Truman Tengis starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jared Loudenbach in the eighth. Tengis with the loss, and the catcher was Nate Green. Tanner Roush caught for St. Nicholas. For St. Nick, some hitting highlights. Dylan Roush, 2 for 3 today. He had a double and 3 RBIs, and Tyson Willenbring was 1 for 1. For St. Augusta, Aaron Voigt, 2 for 4 with a double. He had a solo home run in the ninth inning, and Jared Loudenbach had a solo home run in the fourth inning. So a final today from St. Augusta. It was St. Nick 5, St. Augusta 2. The Watkins Clippers were taking on Marshall down in Marshall today, and Marshall defeats the Clippers by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Marshall. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Watkins. Hitting highlights, Carson Geislinger was 2 for 3 today. Carson with a double for the Clippers. On the mound for Watkins today, Matt Geislinger goes the first 5. He'll take the loss, relieved by Landon Nyman in the 6th inning. For Marshall today, no other hitting highlights here, as Marshall defeats Watkins this afternoon by a score of 3-1. Herman Lensing sending me some other updates from the Victory League. I'll bring those to you now, as in the Victory League, it was the Pierce Bulldogs at the Pierce Lakers in 8 innings. The Pierce Lakers defeat the Pierce Bulldogs 10-0. 10 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Lakers. No runs, no hits, and 3 errors for the Pierce Bulldogs. Winning pitcher was Carter Petron today. Throws a complete game no-hitter in 8 innings. He walked 1 and hit 1. That was it. Brady Petron, the catcher. For the Pierce Bulldogs today, Brandon Haberman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Hastings in the 6th, Mitchell Herman in the 8th. For the Pierce Lakers today, Camden Hepke, 3 for 5 with a double. Ryan Shimaluski, 2 for 2 with a double. Chase Becker was 2 for 3 with a triple. And Ryan Deers had a 2-run home run in the first inning for the Pierce Bulldogs, or for the Pierce Lakers, excuse me, as the Pierce Lakers defeat the Pierce Bulldogs today by a score of 10-0. Also going on in the Victory League, this game here about 10 minutes ago was in the bottom of the 7th inning. Randall was leading Flensburg 12-4. 12-4 this game, for sure in the bottom of the 7th, if not the 8th. Herman Lensing does get me some finals. He'll bring them to me before the end of the Dick Putt Show. All right, we'll take another break, and when we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Yeah. Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
The Kuhn Knight Pro Twin Slinger Manure Spreader is a multi-purpose machine for wet and dry materials. From soupy manure to semi-solids, separated solids, compost, bedding pack, mulch, and many other materials, this spreader can fit the needs of your operation. Dairyland Supply and Sauk Center is your local dealer. New or used, we have the right spreader for you. Now you can save $5,000 on any in-stock, used Kuhn Knight Slinger Spreader. Contact Dan or Andy to get the right one to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for a career near the chain of lakes?
Tired of the corporate life and ready for a change?
Want a steady career as well as a steady paycheck?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring plumbers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit gilkplumbing.com, a Ream Pro Partner.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KAFM. Let's go over to the Stearns County League. Today, El Rosa at Roscoe, and El Rosa defeats Roscoe in 10 innings, 4-3. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for El Rosa. Three runs, 11 hits, two errors for Roscoe. Will Van Beck starts on the mound for El Rosa today, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek starts, relieved by Josh McAdams. In the fifth inning, Max Ottman in the ninth inning, he'll take the loss, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Jackson Peter, 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the first. Blaine Fisher was 3-for-5, and Luke Dingman with a double. For Roscoe, Matthew Hemmingson, 4-for-5 today. Bryce Vanderbeek, 2-for-4. He had a three-run homer in the first inning. El Rosa would score runs in the single runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning to win this ball game today as they defeat Roscoe 4-3 in 10 innings. Lake Henry at New Munich this afternoon. New Munich defeats Lake Henry by a score of 2-1. Two runs, five hits, one error for New Munich, one run, three hits, two errors for Lake Henry. Tyreller on the mound goes the distance, striking out 14 today. His catcher was Logan Funk. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, relieved by Carter Wessel in the seventh. He'll take the loss. And Grant Ludwig in the ninth. The catcher was Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Numinic today, Tyreller, 1-for-3. He had a double. And for Lake Henry, Trent Wentland was 1-for-2 with the double. A final this afternoon from Numinic, Numinic 2, Lake Henry 1. And farming at Richmond this afternoon, this one goes 12 innings, and Richmond defeats farming by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Richmond, 6 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for farming. Talen Bragelman on the mound starts for the Royals, relieved by Dalton Thielen in 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. For farming this afternoon, Owen Sunderman starts, relieved by Tyler Schrader in the 3rd, Ethan Navratil in the 3rd, Braden Eink in the 5th, and Robert Schlaper in the 8th inning. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Richmond this afternoon, Brock Rothstein, 2-for-6. Justin Schrader was 2-for-5. And for farming, Ethan Navratil, 2-for-4. Ethan had 2 home runs in this ballgame and 3 RBIs. Drew Kramlett was 2-for-5 today with a home run. And Adam Winkles and Tyler Schrader, each with doubles. A final this afternoon from Richmond in 12 innings, Richmond 7, Farming 6. All right, we'll take one more break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at this week's upcoming schedules and announce where our next CASM Amateur Baseball Game of the Week will be broadcast from, right after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Dale at Luxembourg Feed Service wants to invite you to stop in and say hi and check out the new store and new products. Thanks for your business from Dale at Luxembourg Feed, 21967 State Highway 15, San Augusta. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show, and it's time to name where our next Chasm game of the week is going to be, and it will be Wednesday night. I'll be over in Avon, at Blattner Field. The Avon Lakers taking on St. Wendell in Fox 9 Town Ball Tour game. I've been told that they're planning to get this game started at about 6:30. There's a Babe Ruth game prior to that ball game, and lots of other festivities going on in the town of Avon. So just know the Chasm Game of the Week will be held on Wednesday evening right around 6:30 here on KASM Radio as I go over to the Victory League this week. All right, let's check out the County Line League and where some of their teams are at. On Wednesday night, it'll be Regal hosting Wilmer. Regal will host Wilmer at 7:30 Wednesday night. And then they have a league game with Norway Lake Sundberg Friday night at 7:30 over in Regal. Regal was supposed to play against Atwater today, or actually at New London Spicer today. Regal was, and that game got rained out. Now, for the Painesville Pirates, I did not get a score from their Starbuck game tonight, so that may be coming in yet. But coming up next week, the Painesville Pirates, idle, nothing on the schedule for Painesville next week. The Central Valley League, we've got Pearl Lake. Pearl Lake will be in action on Wednesday night. They'll take on Howard Lake over in Eden Valley, and then on Friday, they've got Spring, or actually, this is Eden Valley. Eden Valley will have Lake on Wednesday night, Howard Lake, and that's at 7:30. And then Spring Hill will be at Eden Valley at 7:30, scheduled on Friday night. And then Sunday, Eden Valley at Watkins, a 2 o'clock start there. Over in St. Nick, St. Nick is in the Freeport tournament this coming weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, St. Nick's scheduled to take on the Midway Snurdbirds at 12 noon on Saturday in the Freeport tournament. Coming up midweek for Pearl Lake, they'll be hosting Montrose. They'll host Montrose midweek on Wednesday, and then on Sunday, it'll be Luxembourg in town taking on the Pearl Lake Lakers. That's a 2 o'clock start time. Cold Spring Rockies, they took on Hutchinson today. Saw him practicing out on the field prior to the game. Did not get a score from that Cold Spring Rockies Hutchinson game. But the Rockies will have Richmond at 5 o'clock on Saturday night. Yeah, it's their Merchants Night, annual Merchants Night. They got a big band in town. The Cold Spring Baseball Park does, as they do a big celebration at the baseball park. But Richmond is taking on the Rockies at 5 o'clock on June the 21st, and then the day after, it will be Eden Valley at Cold Spring taking on the Cold Spring Rockies. All right, thank you, Tom Elliott over there at Wilmer. The Starbuck Stars have defeated Painesville today 3-1 Starbuck over Painesville. Back in the Central Valley League coming up this week, midweek on Wednesday, it'll be Luxembourg at Cokato. That's scheduled for 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, Luxembourg will have St. Augusta Luxembourg has St. Augusta at 11:30 on Saturday. And that's going to be at St. Augusta, 11:30, Luxembourg at St. Augusta. And then they'll have Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock on Sunday, so Luxembourg at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock. All right, Stearns County League, some midweek games coming up in the Stearns County League. St. Martin will be taking on Greenwald. This is going to happen on Wednesday night, approximately 8 o'clock. There is a Little League game prior to the Wednesday night game. So it'll be St. Martin taking on Greenwald at St. Martin right around 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. Coming up on Saturday, farming will be at Lake Henry. That's going to happen on Wednesday, farming at Lake Henry. And then on Sunday, Richmond will be at Lake Henry at 1:30, and New Munich at Meyer Grove at 1:30. Greenwald at Spring Hill at 1:30 next Sunday in the Stearns County League. And again, if I miss some games, there's been a lot of rain so far this spring and occurring on the weekend, so there is some games that are being made up that I'm not aware of. But again, contact your local team or their managers or the players. They'll let you know what's going on, too. That's going to do it. Another edition of the Dick Put Show tonight here on KASM. I want to thank you for joining us. A reminder again, the Chasm Game of the Week will be at Avon Wednesday night at 6:30. Town Ball Tour, Channel 9's Town Ball Tour in town, and Chasm Radio will be broadcasting that game, Avon against St. Wendell, at 6:30 on Wednesday night. I want to thank Joyce for producing our Dick Put Show back at our studios in Albany, and again, that Dick Put Show will be archived sometime on Tuesday at mychasm.com. Until next weekend, have a great Father's Day, guys, and we'll talk again next week on the Dick Put Show.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.